Kum lenin a black gemara of Yud Aleph Amar Aleph Masechta Menachos. Two dots, six lines from the top. Ipnei she'amru ha'koymer ha'chaser ayes apostle. We did this right, didn't we? No, we didn't. We did. Yeah. What am I doing? Yeah, further down. We're actually four lines into the wide lines. Yeah, Amar Papa Pshitali. That Malay Kamtza means Kedim Kamtza, inch like people do Kamitzas. How do we do Kamitzah? You put your fingers in sideways into the flour, and once you put it in sideways, then you scoop it up like this. And your fingers have to touch the palm of your hand, and everything in between is what you catch on, and then these two fingers you level it off. And the hard one was when it's part pieces. What about Kamatz Barashi Ezba'isav? What about if you were koimitz with Rosh Ezba'isav? What about if instead of going sideways, you went this way down and you picked up the flower this way? Is that good enough? That's question number one. Vinatz Dodin Mai. What about if you did it from the sides? Which means you where are we? That you put your hand like this. Instead of going sideways, this way you went this way, flat all the way out, and then things came into your hand, and that's how you got in. And the flower went inside sideways into your hand. Instead of going this way, you went into your hand sideways. According to one pshat in Rashi, or it personally literally means from the sides of the cane instead of the middle. Mimato lemaila mai. What about you went all the way to the bottom of the keli and then you close your hand and everything else you went up? My, what's it then? Teiku. Because I told you the ideal way is supposed to go sideways. All these other ways, the question is, are we medactic or not?
You say if you came from the middle and then put on the side.
Kmitza means that you take and you put it in. You put it in between your three fingers and your palm. You catch it and you take. Then you put it in another vessel and then you take them as bech. There's a system how to take it. If you didn't follow the system. The system is you take, according to one Sharanash, you take it from the middle of the keli. You took it from the side of the keli. Maybe it's no good. That's one way of going. Or instead of going sideways, you went like this, or you went like this. What happens? All these questions take you. How particular are we in these things? Similarly, I have no question. With the ketores, you have to also take a fistful, both fists. We know that has to be done the normal way, how people do things, that you put in the hands together and you fill up. What happens? What about you didn't follow? You not follow that format. Chofen Barosh is boisa ma. What about if you tip your finger? What's the minatz dodin ma'u or from the side? Same question before. Chofen bazu bazu. What about you took each hand separately and then record them zuay tzu? You put your hands in, you filled up each hand, and then you put the hands together. Or does it have to be? You have to scoop it together, both hands in. Tumen Yom Kippur. Titus. Again, how particular are we in the format? How you do it? Take all these questions. Take all.
If he hasn't taken one of them, does he think that the other one that he's asked is on a different level wouldn't be a take off? I mean, he knows that when he
but that, that's two different activities. Remember we had before, Machlek is a Madam and Milsa Milsa.
Even within each one of these.
Ah, because each one must be a step less severe. Space. Yeah. Why exactly? I'm not sure.
But it's only for Kohen
Gadol. Yes, that's right.
In Kippur it's
Kohen Gadol. In Kippur it's Kohen Gadol. Boy, that popped up. Another question. There's a whole bunch of questions there with no solutions. Another question is, Dovke le kaimitz b'fana. You attach the kaimitz to the side of the mana, the side of the sides of the keli. My toy keli bin v'yikam. You have to put it inside the keli. You did idilma hanocha b'toychay v'leka. You don't have it, so it's no good. Take a boy, my bravashi, hofchi lemona. What about you? What about you turn this keli over to the other side, and the bottom also has a little bit of a rim, so it has a little bit of a toich, has a little bit of an internal side, but that's not the purpose. That's really the bottom of the keli. But you just reversed it, and you did that. Hofchi lemona, v'dovki lekaimitz ba'aris lemona, and you attach the kaimitz to the bottom of that keli. My hanocha b'toich bin v'ika. The fact is that it's inside the keli. Ideal mukita kunda bin v'leka. It's not the normal way of using the keli v'leka, therefore it's not valid teiku. Says the Mishnah Maite, Ketzad hu oise, what do you do? poishet. How do you do the kmitza? Poishet as ba'is of a pas yoda. You stretch out your fingers on the palm of your hand, and this is how you do it, right? You stretch out the fingers, and you when you go sideways, and you fill it up with the flour there, and you make sure that the fingers touch the end of the palm of your hand, and then all the flour that's in between, caught in between, that's the kmitza. Then he says, hey, what about ribu shamna? You took extra oil. You're supposed to have a leg, let's say, of oil. And he did more than that. Muslims seem to want to explain. Actually, you're missing less than the required amount. When it came to levaina, the shear of levaina also is a fistful, and you did less than that. So it doesn't say if he increased the levaina. The Gemara will discuss that as well. Says the Gemara, what do you mean he increased oil? You know what it means, increased? The way the Gemara understands right now, if you increase, let's say you have a leg, you did a leg and a half, that extra half doesn't bother us. It's when you set aside, Yehifrish Lashnei Leigin, you set aside two individual Leigin, each leg now is suitable for the Mincha, and you're only supposed to use one leg, and you mix in two, that's a problem. But if you mix in oil that doesn't belong in the Mincha, it does not possibly disqualify the Mincha. So you go, Yehifrish Lashnei Leigin, you set aside two Leigin, and you mix them both in, and therefore it's a problem, because they're both, you set aside for the Leigin, you're only supposed to have one, and you put in two. You want to say, but why don't you say you're going to order b'shem in the chulin? Why do you have to say you set aside two leigin for the mincha? Just say you had one leg of you set aside, and then you add a half a leg, which of chulin. B'shem in the chavata v'chitema. You can tell me shem in the chulin, b'shem in the chavata le'pasul. You can tell me that the oil of chulin and the oil, the other oil, doesn't pass. Maskev, and I about Tuvia. So you can tell me oil of Chulin doesn't disqualify. Elameata, if you can tell me that oil of Chulin doesn't disqualify, according to this, a minchas choyte, the mincha of a sinner is a poor man, he cannot afford the animals, the carbon over yated, so therefore he brings a mincha. There's no oil over there, so he can never, so if he puts in oil, it doesn't pass it. And we know it does. The pasul b'shem and hechemishkach lahakin hakin the mincha. Our Mishnah gives an open-ended statement that if you put in more too much oil, the pasul but michas chayte can hakin be because any oil you put in there doesn't belong there. Edidah is own oil. Halas doesn't have edidah chulin with the chavata. You did chulin. The others are amid le pasul the pasul. But Rabbi Lezer, as Gemara said, you miss it, Rabbi Lezer. Loi me boyu kamar. Of course, if you put in chulin, oil of chulin, it disqualifies it. The chiddush is that even though you put in another leg of oil that was set aside, and technically you could have used either leg of oil, so the both of them are suitable and all right. You would have thought that maybe if you did both, in this gefelach. Loi me boyu the chulin, the chavate, if you did chulin and the other one, then the possum. I will heap his Lashnei Legin. If you set aside two legin, I would have thought, Hoyle, the high chazil, the high chazil. Each leg on its own is suitable for this mincha. A malay lifsel, maybe it doesn't pass. Kamashlan, that it does. Said the Gemara, Menolay le Rabbi Lazar. How does Taka Rabbi Lazar know that it passes? Hamarava, Masnis, and Kashi say, bother the mission, the Lashon of the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar is an Amayla. My idiot, the Tani. Why does it say, Riba Shamna Shmano? It's oil. What do you mean, it's oil? Just say, Riba Shaman. Listen, Riba Loshaman, you had too much oil. And the Hakamashal and the Chiddush mission is the Avagav the Hefrish Lashnei Leigin. He set aside two Leigin, and both of them are suitable for the Mincha. It does it ruins it anyway because you're only supposed to have one Leigin. You have two. You ruin it. That's it. You burn it. You burn it. And nobody's yetzin. We thought, and the Gemara said you misunderstood him totally. Otherwise, a sinner's Mincha which has no inherent oil, how does it become possible? So obviously, the extra excess oil passes it.
What would you do if you separated the two legs?
Two legs. What do you mean?
With the second one, if you can't use it for the mincha, can use it.
Oh,
for
then you can argue for the dove, and so on. Yeah. Tell you, malachisa levaynasa. Tell me, we learned. Chosra, if it was missing, if the kaimitz was missing, we can have three opinions here. If the kaimitz went missing, how much has to go missing before we say the mincha is disqualified? Remember. On top of the mincha, they have a lot of them have oil and they have a levaina. You have that frank incense. What happens if it went missing the incense? There's different. Every mincha is different. Remember, there's different mincha. Some you mix in, some you put on top in the service. We'll see later. Different kind of minchas. Chosra, let's say it was missing, and all you have left is one little bit. I'm not sure how much a kaitet is, but a little bit. Psula, it's possible. If you have two little pieces, kshayda. What's the size of a kaitet? Does it have there? Moshe, does it have there a size of a kaitet?
Yeah. Okay, he has a list of all the measurements.
The smallest is a
carton. Yeah, how much is it? No, but how much is a carton? That's what we're talking about here.
Maybe means a mashu.
What?
That's 5.4 milliliters.
What, a carton?
Yeah.
So where did they get that from? Rashi say none of the Rishonim have looked at it in Farshim give a shear on the what a carton is. Okay. 5.4 millimeters is pretty big. It's a half a centimeter, which is okay. Anyway, so if you have one kaitin, it's possible, but two kaitin left, it's kosher. Give it up, Yehuda. Rab Shimon says al kaitin. Actually, even one kaitin was left, it's still kosher. Pachas mekam. So less than a kaitin is possible. So maybe that's a share. Less than a kaitin is possible. Says the Gemara. But time to listen to Braise, and Rashi says probably Rab Shimon is the author of the Braise, otherwise what's the most kasha? It says Kaimitz Ulevoina Shechaser Koshu Puzzle, that if even the slightest amount is missing its puzzle, that means you need it full intact. What it says Tani, you misunderstood the Braise. Add the Braise. Koidit, not Kaimitz Levoina, Koidit Levoina. That amount of kaidit, shechasa kosher puzzle. If the kaidit is missing, the slightest amount is a puzzle. The boy same. Another answer is kan b'levoina. Another answer is maybe you're right, Reb Shimon, but there's two kinds of levoinas. Kan b'levoina bo'im mincha. If the levoina comes together with the mincha, so if as long as the beginning is all intact, and then when you come to be makted the levoina, something is missing, it's all right. It's still kosher. We learn from a pasuk I will soon see. And kambal levoina bobi from the asim. But if all you did was you donated a levoina, then it has to be totally intact, not only in the beginning when you set it aside, when you consecrate it, but even when you makted it on the mizbeach. Because the pasuk that we learn now that the levoina is missing is all right, is only referring to a levoina that comes part of a mincha. In fact, there are three opinions. And everyone agrees that when you're in the outset, you need the entire kaimitz to be the. And the levoin, everything else. The kaimitz besayif, and the kaimitz the end. In other words, you need that while you're doing the kmitzah, the entire levoin should be there. Everyone agrees. And he says, even when you're ready to roast him as bech, you still need the entire levoin there. Comes along, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, kaimitz bechila maskim. Now, from the outside, when you do the kmitzah, you need the entire levoin. Abbe vishne kartin besayif, as long as you have two kartin, that is good enough. And Rabbi Shimon holds, Kaimitz betchila v'kaidet echad b'sayif. The Pshin holds one kaimitz in the beginning and one kaidet at the end. In other words, you need a full amount in the beginning, but one kaidet is enough at the end, sufficient. And what they're arguing is shlosht on mikra echad dosho, this only works with the kaidet that's part of a mincha. What's the pasig? It's not a pasig. It's kol halavayna. You should take out the kaimitz from the fine flour, from its oil, and then it says v'eis kol halavoyne asher al hamincha. What do you mean kol halavoyne that's on the mincha? It says mincha mishmana. It doesn't say over there anywhere or mishamna. It doesn't say anywhere but kol. Suddenly when it comes to levoyne, it says kol halavoyne. What does kol mean? All of it, part of it. And then it says asher al hamincha. It's connected to a mincha. In other words, versus if it's on its own. And the Gemara explains. It says kol. Ad isa levoyne, the ikve b'hadi mincha mikar. You need the entire kaimitz that was there from the beginning. It should be there at the end as well when you want to roast him as bech. Okay, that's his opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, kol means, I feel chad koi, kol means even kol do. Even one kaitit. Kaitit is, I guess, the smallest significant amount. Then you can proceed and be makted it. And then it says, v'eis kol, when eis. S is l'rabbis kaitit achas. So you have kol that says one kaitit, and S, and also another kaitit. You need two kaitit, you need kaitim, a minimum. And Rabbi Shimon, S l'dor, that's nesh. The argument is alavoyna comes from the mincha because the pasuk says in the pasuk asher ala mincha, that's connected to a mincha. Aval b'levoyna above the atzma, but if the levoyna comes on its own, divrei hakol kaimitz b'tchila v'kaimitz b'sayif. Everyone holds that you do whatever you put aside in the beginning, the full amount, which is the size of the three fingers here, that is exactly the size you have to have at the end when you roast it. We'll see in a minute. That's why we need the pasuk al hamincha, the behed mincha, im b'natz v'loyd. Only if it's covered with the mincha, yes, not if it's separate. Vamri v'chabay Yosef. Omer b'yech l'machlekes b'levoyin abon mincha. Abol ha'levoyin ha'bo v'zichi. But the levoyin that comes with the v'zichi by the lechem ha'ponin, the v'hakol, everyone agrees. Shnei kamtzim b'tchila v'shnei kamtzim b'soif. Everyone agrees there. You need the full amount in the beginning, full amount in the end, because it's like separate. Pshita. Why would you think otherwise? Doesn't say the kol or es, that whole drasha that we had. The whole machleik is based on a drasha of es kol. You don't have that by lechem upon him. Says the Gemara. I would have thought because it comes together with the bread. Kasher ala mincha dam. And remember, before we compared the bread, all that to mincha, and we removed the levoin as a kaimis and all that. So maybe we would have thought this as if ala mincha, and therefore should have the same din in that. Maybe if a little bit is left to go enough, kamashla, that's totally separate. Says the Gemara, pliga but about Yitzchak after machlekes. Chadama machlekes, the whole machlekes is levoin habon. This will be said before. You made a distinction whether it comes with a mincha or not. It's not so simple. One says machlekes belevoin habon im a mincha. A belevoin habon if not, if it comes in its own divine hakel, everyone holds kaimis betchila, kaimis besoif. Like we said before, the chadama ke machlekes bezu, kach machlekes bezu. The same machlekes. Says the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, chisel levoinasa, if the levoin went missing. Doesn't say anywhere the levain was too big. So the Gemara hayatik shader, but if it's too big, it's kosher. But time we learn yatik psula, it makes no difference. Too small, too big. Both them are possible. Amar Rav Bechamer said, "Gan shehiflu lo shnei kamatzim." Talking about again that you set aside two kamatzim, and you know, and either one would have been suitable. For then it's no good. Amar Rav Bechamer heiflu lo shnei kamatzim. If you set aside two kamatzim, va'avad echad mehen kaidin kamitzah. If you lost one of the levainas before you did the kemitzah, so it never became consecrated, loy hukvu, it does not become consecrated. It does not. It's not together with the mincha and it's kosher. Use it again. Acha kemitzah, after kemitzah, it got lost. Hukvu, it became kavua. You kavei it, so it's like yeset and it's possible. So we asked before about the second leg. The second leg is possible and you have to get rid of it. The same thing, you have to have two kamatzim. You did four, and you lost two. So it depends again. Before you remove the bezichin, it's the same principle. There is one, and here it's two, but it's the same idea. Hainu hach, name. Ma would have thought, kivan de bodik, when it comes to lachma panim, we know exactly what we're going to take off because it's already sitting in a separate place and it's so different than the bread. Kibodik claimers, did they keep shigis mana la porgamaj with them? We had before an opinion that says once it comes 12 o'clock. As if it already happened, kamashullah, not in this case. That here's not like it happened. The next Mishnah is a very long Mishnah, but it's word for word the Mishnah we had in Zvachim regarding a behemoth, regarding pigul. Remember, pigul is if you have in mind the wrong time or the wrong place. If you had in mind to eat in the wrong place, it's an avera. If somebody eats it, they also in avera, but you don't curse. If you have in mind the wrong time limit when you can eat it, and someone eats it, they get curse. And we also had a machlekes according to Chachamim, only if that's the only thought that was wrong. Everything else he did correctly except that one thought. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't care if you had other faults, as long as the first thought that you had was a machshavas psul of zman. So listen to the Mishnah. You did kmitzah. Remember, kmitzah by mincha is like shchita by an animal. If you did kmitzah by mincha, lechol shireh b'chutz, and you had a mind to eat the shireh in the wrong place. Oy kezayis, Mishael Chumah, you said a little before also, you need a minimum of a kezayis to eat in the wrong place. Lahak to kmitzah b'chutz, you had a mind to roast the kmitz in the wrong place. Oy kezayis b'chutz, or even a kezayis of that kmitz outside. Oy lahak to levanos b'chutz, you had a mind to roast the levina outside. All of these are possible, and the aim cut. If somebody eats it, they don't get cut for it. But if you had in mind lechol shireh lemachar, you had in mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow, the wrong time, or even a kezayis of the shirayim tomorrow, which is the wrong. A mincha is only day and night. Or lahakte kainz lemachar, or to be makte the kaimitz tomorrow, which is the achilas mizbech. Remember, we had before, there's two achilas. There's achilas adam, achilas mizbech, where the person eats and what the mizbech eats. Just like with the fats. The fats and the thing you had in mind the wrong time is the same thing. Here also, we're talking about over here, the roasting of the kaimitz is like the roasting of the fats there. So that's achilas mizbech. Again, you had in mind the wrong time. Like kezai is mekane mocher. Oy lahakti levoin lemocher. You had in mind the roast levoin tomorrow. Pigle, these are all cases of pigle, and if somebody goes ahead and eat it, not the guy who did it, but somebody else goes ahead and eat it, it's chayav melav kodesh, chayav kodesh. because Avayna Tisa, and we learn from Nisa. Zeh klal, this is the rule. Kol hakaymitz, anybody who does kemitza, or you noise in the kli, or you place it in the keli, hamoylich, or you walk with it, or a makta, you roast it. These are the four activities by a behem as well. You shecht, you put the blood in the keli, you walk with it to the mizbech, and you spray it, or you roast it on the mizbech, and so on. Lechol, dovidag lechol. You had a mind to, and to the parts that meant to be roasted. You had a mind to roast and eat it. Or lahakad dovidag lahakti. So it depends. Chutzel mekrami. Any one of these activities. You had a mind the wrong place, puzzle. But anybody caught it. But chutzel zmana. If you had a mind the wrong time, it's pigul and vechayovin all of kaddis. However, there's one contingency, and that is mulvad sheyakriv hamatikim mitzvase. Everything else you did correctly. You're one bad thought. It doesn't matter. If this one bad thought was by one activity or all four activities, but it's the same bad thought, the wrong time. Ketzad, I'll give you an example. Kodav hamatikim mitzvase. What's an example of somebody who did the karma correctly and you had pigul? For example, Kamaatz b'shtiki. You did the kemitza. You had nothing wrong. No bad thoughts in mind. You did everything correctly. But nosan b'kli. But you put it in a keli. The halich, and you walk with it, the hektid, and you roast it, and you thought it the whole time. Chutzas mani. You thought at all three activities or any one activity, do it outside the time. Oy shekamaatz. The only bad thought you had was chutzas mani. You didn't commit to the wrong time, but the rest, nasan b'kliv, ahayle v'hikti b'shtiki, you didn't have the wrong things in mind. Or even all the activities you thought you'd have the wrong time. Zeu shekarev amatik imesal. You did correctly. That's the only bad thought you had. Keitzad loy karev amatik imesal. What's an example if you did not do it correctly and there's no pigul here? For example, karmat chutzl mekayme. When you did the kemitza, you had a mind to roast, to do it in the wrong place, eat in the wrong place, whatever. Or you had a mind to do the kemitza wrong place. And then when it came to the other activities, you had a mind the wrong time. When you did kemitza, you had a mind the wrong time. You had two different bad thoughts. When is it kemitzvah? You only had one bad thought. That is chutzlis mani. It means you had a mind that you're going to eat it chutzlis mekaymei. We'll eat it outside the time, yeah.
There was a physical action of waiting, or
was
it thought about?
Only thoughts here. Nothing else happened here. Only thoughts. Oy shekamatz, or for example, shekamatz v'nosan b'kli v'hoyle v'hikte chutzlis mekaymei. So the kamat, or in other words, any one of these three you did in order to eat chutzl mekaymei, and the other one you thought chutz manai, zeu shaloi kodav matzkim matzim, did not do it correctly. Minchas chayte michkanai, these are the only two exceptions. The minchas chayte michkanai is that if you had a mind shaloi lishmoi, you had a mind the wrong carbon, all other kabbalas had a mind the wrong carbon, it's still a valid carbon, just you wouldn't yaitse, you wouldn't fulfill your thing. But a carbon chattas is an exception that we learn out. We had a carbon pesach, but minchas pesach. So minchas kanai and minchas chayte, these are two sinners, that if they had the wrong thought of mind. So here's another psul. So shekamtz and shaloi lishmoi, so the kmitz example, you had a mind the wrong carbon, which is a psul. Then nosan b'kliv ohele v'hikti chutzas mani, had a mind. Again, that's no good because you had another psul there. Or you should come out chutz mana. You commit to chutz mana. Nosim b'kliv v'hayv hitish loishman. Or you should come out v'nosim b'kliv v'hayv hitish loishman. In other words, there's another psul involved here as well besides chutz mana. There was shaloi karamatli mitzvase. You did not do it correctly. Lechal kazayis b'chutz. If you want to eat a kazayis outside, yeah. You had a mind to eat a kazayis outside, but a kazayis lamachar. You had two thoughts. One kazayis you can eat outside, and one kazayis you can eat tomorrow. Again, you had two different... No, here, the before was each activity was a separate whole psul. Here, the chiddush is, even though within one activity, you had chutzis mani in mind, but because you also messed up by having chutzis mekami in mind, it's no longer pigul. So within the same activity, you had a mind, kazayis lamachar, kazayis b'chutz, kazayis lamachar. You had a mind, chutz mekami and chutzis mani. Or, kazayis, and I don't care which order it is. Or first kazayis lamachar, first you had a mind the wrong time, and then kazayis b'chutz. Or you have to have the aggregate of the two, and within the same avodah, all of these, because there's the chiddush here is even though it's within one avodah, because there's more than one puzzle of thought here, it's not pigul. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends what your first thought is. And it makes Rabbi Yehuda argues in both cases, whether it's two thoughts within one activity, or whether it's two separate activities. One activity you thought chutzal mekaymei, and the next activity you thought chutzal mekaymei. These are all, it depends what your first thought was. Rabbi Yehuda, that's called. Im machshevas hazman, kodmal machshevas hamokin. The first thought was machshevas hazman, pigel. Chayav lo kodis. But im machshevas hamokin, kodmal machshevas hazman, posel ve'em bekodis. V'chachom ha'chom say, Zev is a possible cutters. If we don't care which is first, which is second, if you have two separate thoughts in your mind at the same time, it's no longer pigle.